A priest's job is to kill the sacrifice. Cut off his arms so he can't fight back by using the law that every mouth should be stopped and every man become guilty in the sight of God. And by cutting off his legs so he can't get away by using the scripture, all things are naked and open to him to whom we must give account. And draining off every drop of the blood, which is the life of the flesh, at the base of the altar, which is the foot of the cross at Calvary, where we have been killed and put away by Christ's death. And in Christ's death, we have been killed, so that we should no longer live the rest of our life in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. That it should no longer be we who live, but Christ. That the rest of our life we should live for the glory of God. Do not forget to wash the sacrifice in baptism and anoint it with oil of the Holy Spirit and frankincense, teaching it to pray. Making sure that the shoulder, which is the strength of the sacrifice, and the breast, the wave offering, which is the heart of the sacrifice, is given to the priest, who is the representative of God, so to make sure that the sacrifice gives their strength and their heart to God. Then the Lord will be glorified in them, and their life will be meaningful, serving the Lord in the field of the harvest as a laborer.